important stage on the confrontation of the new coronavirus that affects the world begins in Cuba with the encouragement of the workers' organization to hold meetings in order to confront the challenge with greater knowledge. In addition to meetings and workshops in workplaces and service units, mass organizations also plan to develop public hearings with the attendance of experts in the field. Both the government and public health authorities insist on educating the Cuban people as the foundation of the country's plan to respond effectively to any respiratory condition. The broadcast media also play an important role, updating viewers and listeners with the aid of specialists about the progress of COVID-19 in the world and concerning mandatory hygiene measures and interpersonal relations. The Cuban government will provide timely and precise information without alarming in support of the national strategy so that citizens with respiratory symptoms will go to the family doctor's offices, the primary link in health services. The family doctors are instructed on how to deal with suspicious cases and on their transfer to specialized facilities in order to determine the presence of or not of COVID-19. Military hospitals are entrusted the mission of serving as isolation units for the diagnosis of confirmed cases. Health directors, epidemiologists, medical personnel, and pediatricians attended a course in prevention and control of this new threat in the Institute of Tropical Medicine in Havana. The actions undertaken by the government are aimed at reducing the risk of the entry of COVID-19 to the country, and if it does enter, reducing its social and economic impact. In spite of the serious limitations resulting from the U.S. blockade, the Cuban government is providing the essential human and materials resources, including the necessary means for the diagnosis of this respiratory condition. It was emphasized that people can trust in accurate, efficient, and timely information from the government concerning the risk of the coronavirus. Cuba, a nation free of coronavirus, is using its valuable experience in dealing with complex situations such as influenza virus A, subtype H1N1, as well as Ebola in Africa, where Cuban doctors proudly contributed to its combat.